Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And yes, TuneIn Radio is a great way to listen to this show. If you've got a lot of friends who love wrestling and aren't listening every day, tell them about TuneIn Radio. It is free on your smartphone. And all you have to do is search Sports Byline USA. And you can listen to this show live every single day anywhere you are in the world. If you have any access to the internet whatsoever, if you've got a decent data plan on your phone, you don't even have to be hooked up to wireless. Listen to it in the car, anywhere. Tune in radio. Check it out. As well as, of course, iHeartRadio and everything else that is available in terms of listening to this show. We got a lot of news to get into today. We'll kick it off after the next break with Mike Sempervivi, including the announcement by Kurt Angle that he is not going to be signing a new deal with TNA. Now, Kurt Angle has been out of action with a neck surgery to remove a benign tumor. He's expected to be back by Bound for Glory. And there's a lot of talk about TNA and where they're going, Bound for Glory, upcoming tours. And right now, there's no guarantee they're going to have TV come 3 weeks from now. There has been no word that I am aware of internally from Destination America going back on the memo that they sent out several months ago about how they were not going to be airing TNA after the one-year rollover in September. Or it would be a rollover. It's not going to be a rollover. Long story short, nothing has been said to anybody about the future of TNA on television. Kurt Angle, even in this interview with Mark Madden, said that he didn't know anything. And so the next 3 weeks is going to be very, very interesting because we have not heard otherwise. We haven't heard anything from the Discovery side saying we're going to be carrying TNA after they initially decided that they were no longer going to. So it's a very interesting situation. We'll talk about Kurt Angle, all of the news in wrestling and MMA, and your calls. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Save up to 15% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Save up to $200 on select Yamaha acoustic and electronic drum sets. Up to $500 off Yamaha synths. Or get up to a $50 gift card when you buy select Yamaha acoustic guitars. 50, 100, 200, up to $500 off select Yamaha gear. The best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Football season starts Sunday, and you could kick things off by winning $2 million at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. It may only be week one, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch could take you closer to a $2 million payday. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Bonsanto to play for free for a shot at part of $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Bonsanto for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here talking all of the news. Every time that I get talking about this TNA deal with Discovery, I bumble all over myself because the exact wording makes people very, very angry. The idea that, Brian, it's not canceled. If it was canceled, it would be off the air immediately. And this and that and whatever. I'm going to get the memo here by the next segment so I can just read it to everybody. But long story short, Discovery canceled the show several months ago. And it would run through the end of September because that was the one-year contract. And they would not opt into the second year. But ever since that memo was sent out internally at Discovery, there has been no further memos. There's been no memo saying we've changed our mind. There's no memo saying we're going to replace it or anything like that. So as far as we know, September is the end for Impact on Discovery. And until we hear otherwise, that is my belief there. What they're going to do, I'm going to read this from Kurt Angle because maybe Dixie knows more, but Kurt here was asked by Mark Madden about the status of TNA. He says, nothing has been said to me, he says. I hope to God something has worked out. I want the boys to work. There's so many great talents there. You want them to be on TV. I don't know where we are going to go. All I can do is my best for them until my contract is up. They treated me very well, so I'm going to keep doing my best for them and then see what happens. If you recall when things were going south with Spike TV, Spike TV gave Impact plenty. They gave TNA plenty of a heads up. And TNA was able to go and negotiate with other channels and do whatever. And again, I presume that Dixie Carter and the very, very top upper management, whatever that might be in TNA, I presume they know what's going on. They're not telling anybody, but I presume they know what's going on. And I hope they do, because if there's only, 3 weeks left of television, I hope they've been given the opportunity to go and search for another television deal, because otherwise, I don't know what's going to be happening in 3 weeks here. And, Mike, any thoughts on any of this situation? Is Mike not here? Mike isn't here. All right, we'll handle this situation soon enough. But anyway, that is the latest on TNA. They've got television coming up tonight. And, of course, it is the Wednesday Night Wars. We've got TNA, we've got a Ring of Honor, and we have NXT. And we can also talk a little bit about the SmackDown tapings as well. But for the NXT show tonight, for those of you that are big fans of indie wrestling, if you're fans of Dragon Gate USA, if you're fans of Ring of Honor, you will be pleased to know that tonight you get the Dusty Rhodes Invitational Tag Team Tournament match of Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, or as William Regal called him, Tommaso Ciampa. They'll be facing Bull Dempsey and Tyler Breeze in a tournament match. And we've also got Samoa Joe and Finn Balor against the Lucha Dragons in a match that was actually taped at a SmackDown taping a couple of weeks ago. So it's going to be a match in front of a very, very big crowd. Joe and Finn Balor sounds like the best team. I'm hoping they go as far as possible. And in fact, when we talk about Kurt Angle, my other favorite team is, my main man, Chad Gable, is in this tournament. And a lot of people have talked about Chad Gable and pointed out that they seem to be going in a Kurt Angle style direction with him. So my hope was that we, if Kurt Angle leaves Impact and can somehow sign some sort of trainer's deal with WWE or something like that, he would be a great on-screen mentor for Chad Gable. I don't know what Angle's future is. We can talk about it here on the show. But Mike, you're joining us now. Is that right?
I am indeed.
There we go. What's happening?
What's up?
Did you oversleep?
I think the show started a little earlier than usual.
What?
I think the show started a little earlier than usual. Somebody must have come in and changed these clocks around, obviously.
I see.
It wasn't my fault.
Well, you missed nothing. Don't worry. But okay. We were talking about Kurt Angle. He was on Mark Mann's radio show, and he announced that he is not re-signing with TNA. He says, I'm going to take a break. I'm not going to re-sign with TNA. I'm not going to try to go to WWE, he says. He talks about how he's going to possibly move to LA, try to get some acting work and that sort of thing. And he also says he's going to take some time off. He's not desperate to do anything so that he could retire, he says. He's been satisfied with his career. He wants to take time off and decide what he's going to do next. Angle has claimed that he had some talks with WWE of late, and he did not sign with WWE because he claimed that they would only take him if he wanted to be a full-time competitor on the road every single day. Now, far be it from me, I don't want to call Kurt Angle a liar. Maybe that's what they told him. But if that's what they told him, my guess would be that was their way of politely telling him, no, we don't want to hire you. Because I can't imagine, if you remember the physical state that Kurt Angle was in when he left WWE in 2005, 2006, and here it is, 2015, and you're telling me that they won't give him a Chris Jericho deal or an Undertaker deal or any of the other guys that come in and do a part-time schedule. You won't give that to Kurt Angle. You want him to be on the road at 46, 47 years old, working four nights a week. I find that impossible to believe. He should be going to WWE as an assistant trainer at NXT and a mentor for these guys. That would be a perfect job for Kurt Angle.
Yes, and he can discuss all the pitfalls that come with this business and what can happen, because many of his stories are right out there on the table. I know he disputes many of them and has got a excuse or some sort of answer to many of those things. But the bottom line is he should be and could be great at something like that. I mean, he really, really could. There's no way they offered him a deal like that because, again, his situation is right out there on the table, and what they think of that situation is right out there on the table. So that would be the best-case scenario, and I hope it happens. And I know they never wanted to bring Kurt Angle back. There's that whole thing about there's going to be no Olympic gold medalist that's going to die on our watch. This is just not going to happen, and hopefully they've softened from that. Hopefully Kurt Angle is at a much, much, much better place in his life where his skills and his presence and what he can, what he can offer, it can be utilized. I really hope that's the case.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Kurt Angle. I'm still hung up on this whole TNA thing right here. It's just like,
not as hung up as they are.
And no, they're not hung up at all because nobody's telling anybody anything.
Well, that's just they're caught in this perpetual web of apathy and whatever the word would be.
It's like there's 3 weeks left, right? And we're talking about Bound for Glory and we're talking about everything else, but what's going on with television? I mean, I don't know. It seems like this should be a bigger story, but A, nobody's talking about it, and B, nobody knows what's going on. I don't know. It's very weird.
And partially, I don't want to say nobody cares, but this is the level of apathy that they now have amongst the fans and on their viewers. What are they drawing? I mean, last time around, what was the number of people that were watching Destination America?
It's around 400,000 people a week.
it's a lot of people, and we're not even seeing any, you know, anything from them about what is going on, or, you know, any campaign, or, you know, what's happening. You know, I want my MTV, and I want to keep my TNA Impact. There's nothing. There's nothing. And the way this is going, it looks like it's just going to go away quietly, because I can't believe with what's happened to their international TV deals, with what their roster looks like, with all of the things that have happened, it's tough to believe that they're going to be back like, you know, nothing happened, and we'll be, you know, right back for a new season here at the end of September.
We're back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Protectum Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm sitting here drenched in sweat as I try to find this stupid memo, and I finally found it.
Ooh.
Yes. Destination America, it says here, is not renewing TNA Wrestling next year. While the ratings were strong, the audience was not large enough to justify the program investment. We plan to honor the current contract and continue to air original episodes of TNA Wrestling on Friday nights through the end of the third quarter 2015. That's the end of September. When the upfront rate card is released, the Friday night anthology title will now be called American Tales, which will be a combination of paranormal and Americana programming. I hope this is good news, given all of the advertisers that included TNA on their DNA. That means do not advertise list. So once again, Destination America not renewing TNA wrestling next year. This came out in May, if I recall correctly. This was circulated internally at Discovery in May. And since that time, we've heard no update. That's the point of all of this that I was trying to get into at the beginning of the show here today. So anybody upset about the words cancellation, non-renewal, whatever, those are the exact words from Discovery. And unless we get an update, we're 3 weeks away. We're 3 weeks away from the end. I'd like to know what's going on. I'm sure everybody in TNA would as well.
I'm surprised that you even care.
I care. Of course I care.
I would like for you to go in the other direction and actually be happy about this. And sometimes negatives are positive. Sometimes when things don't go your way in life, that they gives you a bunch of lemons. You go ahead, grab some sugar and water, and you make lemonade. And I am surprised with your interests that this is a concern at all, and that you don't have to worry about TNA anymore. They'll be going away. But
I wasn't even watching it.
Oh, I know that. Exactly. So now with the chance to see more Americana, the chance to see more paranormal ending up on Discovery or on Destination America, you'll have more fodder for After Dark coming up Sunday at midnight.
That's an odd positive way to look at it.
There is a silver lining in every cloud.
Well, we'll see what happens, everybody. Three weeks away.
See, Kurt Angle's gone. He won't be there anymore. You don't have to pay him, see?
Well, that's what he says right now. I mean, maybe they'll get some sort of, you know what? I don't know. I don't even want to speculate because I don't know what's going on, but I guess that's the only thing
you can do. The only thing you can do is speculate because there are no answers from anyone. And frankly, it's not like even if TNA was giving answers, it's not like you could believe those either.
I was wondering, I know everything went poorly with Spike, but Spike was really nice to them there at the end. They gave them months and months and months to try to find a new deal and everything like that. And Spike is not anti-wrestling. I mean, maybe they could swing a deal to go back.
Yeah, but are they anti giving them the amount of money that they would need to survive, especially at this point? Now, obviously, TNA, in theory, needs no outside money to survive. It's all of the money that can be put in from the Carter family and any other possible investor that they may have with them or advertisers that they have with them already. And obviously, that's not too many possible groups out there. But if they're not making any money for you and you're just spending money and you can't get any of the ad revenue and you have your toes dipped into kickboxing and MMA and everything else, do you really need TNA, especially when older episodes of Cops, Reloaded, these older updated, I don't even know how the Cops Reloaded shows exactly work. You know, just a fresh coat of paint and wraparounds on old shows or whatever it is. That was outdrawing TNA. So when you look at it from that point of view, what benefit is there for Spike? Yeah, I guess you can sort of get a rating, but with what TNA's done on Destination America, is it worth it?
I'll explain. Because the reason that TNA has fallen so far on Destination America is because nobody gets the channel. I mean, they did fall further than they should have if you go percentage by percentage. Like, how many fewer viewers are there for Destination America compared to Spike? They should have been down X percent. They were down much, much more. So part of it is just people have lost interest in TNA. However, and this is purely speculation on my part, one of the reasons the whole TNA Spike thing went under was because Spike didn't like that TNA had lied to them about various things, including Vince Russo working for the company. So there were some hard feelings. There were a lot of things going on. Time heals all wounds. Maybe TNA can apologize and say, listen, we're sorry. This guy's not involved. We swear. We've learned our lesson, whatever. So maybe Spike can come to them and they can say, and I'm going to use very small numbers here. These are not the right numbers, but I'm not a math whiz, so I'll shrink everything. Let's say that they were making $1 million a year on Spike, and Spike gets rid of them, And so they sign a deal with Destination America, and they go to Destination America, and they're getting $400,000 a year. So they've taken a 60% pay cut or whatever to go from Spike to Destination America. So they were making $1 million on Spike. They're now making $400,000 on Destination America. Destination America decides they're not going to renew. What if Spike says, listen, guys, we'll give you your time slot back here on Spike TV, but we're not giving you the $1 million we were giving you before. We'll give you the $400,000 that Destination America was giving you. You'll be on the same budget you've been on for the last year, but you'll be open to significantly more viewers here than you were there. And you can try to parlay that into house shows and pay-per-views and whatever else. So Spike TV will be getting a deal by bringing them back. TNA will be getting a deal in the sense that they have TV and more eyeballs. And it's not an ideal situation for TNA. Spike would be holding all of the cards. But they'd be getting a great deal for a show that would be doing 1.2 million viewers. Everyone, I don't want to see an article about this on the internet somewhere. This is 1,000,000% speculation on my part. I'm pulling this out of my ass, as they say. But that's a scenario, right?
Well, yeah, but let me speculate here for a second. Anyway. If you're Spike TV, then, in that case, and you know you've already been through Dance This Dance with TNA, why then wouldn't you take that $400,000, go to Sinclair and go, hey, listen, we'll give you $250,000. Here's a chance for you to be on. You're going to be on here. We want you as a lead-in for this. And here's the ratings point that we want you to get to. If you get to it, great. If you don't get to it, January, we're going to go ahead and fade you out or whatever it would be. Say they, you know, okay, they make the deal to start in January, you know, mid-season replacement sort of thing. We'll give you the chance to start in January. We got this Glory show coming up. But if you don't hit this number, you're out the door, but here's your shot. Same thing goes with Jeff Jarrett. Jeff, we know you got some TV in the bin. We worked with you before. You're the original reason that, you know, you're partially that TNA was ever here. Was, you know, we talked to you. Here is your chance. We're going to put you on in January. We know you got to get some things state. We'll give you midnight on a Friday or whatever it is. Why go back to the person that lied to you? Why go back to with the history that you have with them? And yes, it did draw a rating.
Well, that's why.
But what's to say Ring of Honor doesn't?
Well,
you know, and
because...
yes, they actually didn't. And I guess there's hard numbers of that to, you know, on Destination America. But like you said, if you're going with the theory that nobody gets that channel, you can't lay that at the feet of Ring of Honor. And you know what you're getting production-wise. You know what you're getting talent-wise because there's contracts. There's all of those things that I think I would want, you know, as far as security goes, if I'm Spike and I'm offering this up.
But listen, they were negotiating with Ring of Honor, and no deal was made. And my guess, I don't know anything about the negotiations or anything like that, except that they were talking to Ring of Honor. And a Ring of Honor, I mean, they were, yes, Spike and TNA had issues, but they did have history, just like you said, and that's the key. Spike knows we can put this show on, this Impact. We had it on here for however many years it was, 8 years or whatever they were on Spike. We had it here, and it always was able to draw 1.1 million viewers. No matter how good or bad it was, we were guaranteed 1.1 million viewers. There's no guarantees with this Ring of Honor. There's zero guarantees. So that's why I could see them going, well, If we're going to invest some money here, let's at least invest in a company that has a track record with our network. We understand their production values. We know everybody involved. I mean, maybe that was the mindset behind that.
I guess, but I just think with that, you know, saying the same thing, you know, they went from 1.1 million viewers to what, 400,000? Which is proof if I'm Spike, and I think if I have a little bit of an attitude inside Spike, I would say, well, we're the reason that anybody watched you anyway. You know, they didn't follow you. They didn't call their local cable companies and demand Destination America. And yes, you've been holding on for dear life there. But frankly, look at the product and look where you're at and look where your business is. I just don't think I would rather take the solvent business if I have to kick out my own money to give to them and help them out with production. which I know is a common thing. I'm not trying to say that their TNA is standing there hat in hand like a little poor child or anything like that. But if I'm doing that, and I have to do that, if I'm Spike, I start my own company. I look at Jarrett. I look at Ring of Honor. I look at trying to it's impossible, but try to take New Japan away from Access. I look for other things and other options because I've already danced this dance.
Successfully.
And they lied. No, they obviously not because they're not there. There's your success.
Yeah, because of lies. Time heals all wounds. Maybe not a year. I'm going to take phone calls after the break, everybody, and talk more news. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Time to shake off that boring old weekend and get back to the excitement of labor. You're going to need a good lunch, though. So stop into a KFC for a $5 fill-up with two pieces of original recipe chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a medium drink. Okay, then. I'll let you get back to work now. KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Drum thigh side cookie medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Here back on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. All of the other numbers directly into the studio here, available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Some poor fella here has been on the line for 40 minutes waiting to talk to us as I've ranted and raved during commercials about this memo, and Mike's been talking sports. He was asleep. Let's see who this is. East of the Rockies. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
I wasn't on that long. It's Danny Hernandez.
Yes, Danny. Yeah, it was 40 minutes. I'm looking at the clock right here.
Well, anyway, before I get to my comment on Ronda Rousey and her movie thing, I do want to answer your question you had on Brian and Vinny. on why the NWO was cool, even though that...
Yes, please explain. Please.
Look, in 1996, what was popular? The Simpsons and rap music. And then what was Simpsons' biggest star? Bart. He was vandalized, right? And then rap music, everybody wore black. So it was like, oh, combining best of two worlds.
But you're missing the point, Danny. They weren't vandalizing. They were putting flyers on cars in the rain.
It was spray paint. But but I do want to get to this point about...
I also like the idea that it was the only two things that were cool in 1996. Were the Simpsons and rap music.
I've been listening to rap music since 1982. But all right, that's go ahead.
Well,
Mike is 80, but that's beside the point.
Yes, I am. That's why I slept like I did. I'll be having dinner here at 4 o'clock.
That's right.
All right.
Got to take his teeth out. Go ahead.
But then my point on Ronda Rousey, she just got starred in the Roadhouse remake, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't know if you have seen her other movies. Like, in Fast 7, she probably had one line. It was probably the worst line ever delivered.
Oh, yeah? What was the line?
I can't. It's because oh, you B-word. Like, oh, you B-word. But anyways.
Wow.
I know I did it worse than her.
You did a good job delivering it very poorly. Good job.
But basically, it's probably getting, more credits for her acting, because I'm not sure if you're aware, one of the things that she's lobbying to be is in one of those Marvel comic book movies as Captain Marvel. And so maybe they can show some acting chops, probably start, because the movie doesn't come out until 2018. And then this one was coming out next year. So, but even though she probably hasn't done any good acting, but I think her best role will be almost like a Terminator. Like, they would have remade Terminator 3, and then she was the female Terminator. I think she would be good in that. But anyways, more money for her, right? More money than Mayweather, like she says.
She ain't making more money than Mayweather. But listen, Danny, I want to thank you very much for the call. Danny is right, everybody. Ronda Rousey is going to be starring in a remake of Roadhouse.
I cannot believe they're remaking a classic such as Roadhouse.
That's right. And Ronda Rousey is going to be in the headline role, originally played by Patrick Swayze. And if you recall, I did say on this program, or one of these 9,000 programs I do, that I didn't think that Ronda was going to be doing WrestleMania this year because I had heard that she was going to be doing a movie during that time. And I think this is the movie. And so I stand by that. I don't think you're going to see Ronda Rousey working WrestleMania this year. Now, I did acting for a long time. And it's not like it's impossible. It's not easy. But Ronda Rousey is the kind of person where if she dedicated herself to learning how to act, I think she'd be really good. Now, is she going to have time to learn how to act before she films Roadhouse? I don't think so. She's got fights that she's preparing for. And when Ronda Rousey prepares for fights, it isn't like, well, I'll train Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, I'll go to the William Morris Agency or whatever, and I'll learn how to act. It's not like that. Ronda's training 7 days a week, all day long, sequestered away, and she ain't going anywhere. So, yeah, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't think she's got time to learn to act before shooting this film.
Well, it's not like Roadhouse is known for its quality of thespianism anyway, but hopefully we get somebody coming up to her, like the guy went up to Denise in the movie and asks, what do you say we get nipple to nipple?
Excuse me, Mike?
That's one of the lines in the movie, Ryan.
That's a job that's going to live with you forever.
There are nothing but great one-liners in this movie. I mean, nobody ever wins a fight. It's My Way or the Highway, I think, popped off there after the movie. There is a ton of things in this movie.
Is that really where My Way or the Highway originated?
Not where it originated, but it did pick up some popularity. I'm sure somebody said, go ahead and make my day before Clint Eastwood, but nobody will ever truly, truly remember that, so...
All right, let's go to East of the Rockies. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas.
Yes, John.
Hey, I got a question. If they're remaking Roadhouse, can I get the job that Ben Gazzara had? I'll take my ass being kicked by Ronda Rousey if I can get a payday.
Wow.
Calling me, sir, is like putting an elevator in an outhouse. It don't belong.
Well, Classics.
I'll put in a word for you, John. If they come to me asking who should play these various roles, I'll mention John from Arkansas.
Thank you. I do what I can. I'm just out there trying to hustle.
If they want to contact you, they just send in a letter, and it just reads John from Arkansas with a stamp, and that'll get to you, right?
It'll work.
Okay.
I also am stoked for this possibility of good stuff in this Dusty Rhodes tournament tonight. I think we need to have more situations like what they're doing down there in NXT with more exchange programs of bringing in talent, because I think it will only help everybody who's already in the existing WWE system to up their game. Would you agree or not agree?
I would agree. They're doing a lot of things right with NXT, but there's also more things that they could be doing. I mean, one of the big things that they weren't doing in developmental for a long time was they weren't bringing guys. What was that? Did you hear that?
Very lightly.
It sounded like there was an earthquake. Hopefully everything's all right. Anyway, where was I? One of the things that they weren't doing was bringing down good workers from the main roster and mixing them in with the developmental wrestlers. Because you can go to wrestling school, you can do all the stupid drills, you can do all the bumps, you can do all the matches with your friends, but you're not going to learn to work until you're in there with someone who knows how to work, and they hold your hand, and they take you through matches, preferably before a live audience. That's one of the reasons that these guys got so great down in Ohio Valley Wrestling, was they were working with great workers, and they were. That's one of the things about Ohio Valley that people don't mention. I mean, people talk about trainers, and they talk about this, they talk about that. What they don't talk about is Ohio Valley ran 5 spot shows a week in a loop for years. So if you were down there in developmental, it wasn't like you were just wrestling, working on matches and getting sworn at by Rip Rogers. You were out there 5 days a week doing matches in front of people, and they'd send down like Kurt Angle, and they'd send down whoever, and he'd be in there working and holding everybody's hands as they learn how to work. So they're doing that now with NXT.
And let me just throw in there, too, they also built stories to an arc where they would run, quarterly or every 4 months, they would run, quote-unquote, their big, big shows.
Yeah.
Which, again, teaches you how to, the development of leading into a big story and how to tell the story. And then, working in front of far more people than just, obviously he wasn't, that was not playing 5,000, seat buildings or anything, during the week, but... you would jump from these, really small crowds to a really big crowd, at the Six Flags or wherever it was that they would go to. And that means something.
But I mean, this reminds me of the Divas Revolution in the sense that if you want to take a Divas program that's working in developmental and you want to bring it up to the main roster, you can't just say, well, what's successful about it is just the girls, and you bring just the girls up. And then you book them like every other girl on Raw, and then you are baffled that it doesn't work. I mean, you got to look deep into what is it? What is it about the NXT women's division? Why does it work? And can we recreate it as closely as possible on the main roster? The answer was no, they couldn't. But if you want to create a bunch of developmental workers that are ready to move to the main roster, that means you have to recreate the main roster in developmental. That means you've got to have good workers down there. You've got to have them working 4 days a week. And you've got to have them doing everything that they would do. I mean, that's the one good thing about the television. They shoot the television exactly like Raw. So it's not like you're a developmental worker and all of a sudden you're on Raw and you're baffled. NXT had the same production crew. Kevin Dunn was the director, the producer, whatever they call it, of the NXT TakeOver special. So those people were able to move seamlessly from TV to TV. And if you want them to move seamlessly in the ring, you've got to recreate the same environment down there that they're getting up here on the main roster.
It's amazing that logic's being applied.
I still think they need to go ahead and really, they need to add a developmental touring, unit that just runs, which they have now, I guess. But, NXT is probably to the point of... they can, I'm not saying make it on their own purely, you know, they, but they don't need, I shouldn't
what
be seeing
even,
I shouldn't be seeing Eva Marie right now. You know what I mean? You know, she should be, and a lot of those people, they should be on a brand where you're not seeing them on TV, because you've talked about this before several times. You know, to mix in some of the people like Samoa Joe and a lot of the people who are really good, who you've seen for a long time and are familiar with their work and know they can work, and then see your, you know, people at the very beginning stages of their career, seeing them mix it up on NXT, it doesn't exactly work, you know, and as time goes on, it's not going to work.
I disagree with that. I mean, I don't want to see Eva Marie win the Divas title from Bayley either, but like, this is where she should be. And
no,
I remember
she should
watching,
be in the developmental group before this. At this point,
but there isn't one.
But there can be. They're running Florida
it.
House shows, correct?
Yeah.
Do you need? I don't see how you need, if you're running buildings much like Jim Cornette and OVW, and you're running these really small places. Do you? You know, a lot of these people aren't on the roster or are going to those shows anyway. So, do you really need them? I mean, why not have three things going if you can pull it off?
Well, here's the deal. You're right, except for the part about it that is wrong, and that is involving Eva Marie. Here's why you're
she
correct.
Was an example.
You're correct, but Eva Marie is being fast tracked because she is 30, and I don't think they want to send her down to do spot shows with no TV for 2 years, get her better in the ring, and then throw her on television for another year. And so by the time she comes up, she's almost 34 years old. I mean, they want her the top women's star on the main roster now.
Well, then have her work a couple of those spot shows and then just put her on the main roster. Because what is she exactly going to learn in NXT? I mean, frankly, anything
she learns.
Well,
the television aspect.
Well, okay, yeah, that's absolutely true. But does she really need that much help with it? Are there things that she won't realize as a model and an actress? This is the hard camera. You look this way. I mean, all of that stuff. I would rather have her just learn that than try to, you know, gas her head up and confuse her more with the wrestling aspect of it.
I think you're giving her too much credit as an actress because
I know, but as far as people knowing where the camera is, if you walk out to the stage, you know, you look this way, you look that way, you know, hit your time cues. I mean, why throw the wrestling in there just to confuse things,
well,
frankly?
I do think that you're oversimplifying how easy it is to know where the camera. I mean, there's a bunch of cameras, number one.
Well, that's.
And number two,
I don't see how wrestling Bayley is going to help this.
Well, they're very specific about their goofy production, as we're all well aware from watching wacky Ryback promos where he's not allowed to look at anything, and so it looks like he's reading from cue cards, but he's not.
He eats those and poops out positives.
To the break, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229,
800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The show's been amazing today. First, Mike sleeps in. Then I can't find this stupid memo. It drives me crazy for 25 minutes. Then I don't even record the entire last segment of this show. I'm going to try and get it to you, everybody, but fear not. One way or the other, you can listen to the entire show replaying for free this afternoon at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, because yes, it does replay every day on Sports Byline USA at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And you have a show like this, who cares? Because we got another one tomorrow. I'll be back to talk more pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. And don't forget, next week is Ring of Honor week. Ring of Honor's got a big pay-per-view coming up. And next week, we will be joined every single day by a new Ring of Honor superstar, including Jay Lethal, who is the man that WWE is modeling Seth Rollins after, if I do say so myself. He is the Ring of Honor double champion, TV champion, and Ring of Honor world champion. And so, yes, they came up with this idea first. Next Friday, Jay Lethal is wrestling twice on the same pay-per-view. He'll be defending the world title and the television title 2 days after WWE runs the same gimmick on Sunday for the Night of Champions show. I was very sad today. We didn't have time to do, well, we didn't, no, not to time, but we did not have the opportunity to do the Tough Enough report because that show is gone. It's dead and buried for the next 5 years or so before they decide, hey, I got an idea. Let's try this Tough Enough again on USA. So nothing to talk about there, but tomorrow we can recap some of the Wednesday Night Wars highlights. The Dusty Rhodes Invitational tonight. Ring of Honor is on tonight on Destination America. Impact as well, maybe one of the final ever Impact shows, so make sure you check that out. And that's it from here, everybody. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA, all of the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.